Two of Governor Andrew Cuomo's political opponents were at an Earth Day rally on climate change, attended by hundreds of people at the state capitol yesterday, where they said the governor's energy policies are far from adequate. We get more from our capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Cuomo's Democratic primary challenger, Cynthia Nixon, posed for photos with admirers and greeted participants at the rally. It began outside an aging power plant located in one of Albany's poorest and predominantly African-American neighborhoods downwind from the state capitol. The plant, which used to burn garbage, will now be converted by the Cuomo administration to natural gas from fracking fields in other states. It would power the numerous state offices located in downtown Albany.
The community says we've endured too much environmental racism already. This is not the site to do it. No site is the site to do it, but particularly this community has seen firsthand the cancer and the explosion of health issues that have been caused by this kind of pollution.
Environmentalists and neighborhood residents would like to see the plant converted to non-polluting geothermal power instead. Nixon gives Cuomo credit for banning fracking in New York in 2014, saying it was a good first step, but she says it doesn't go far enough.
But if you continue to let this fracking infrastructure expand through power plants, through pipelines, through compressing stations, this is not fossil fuel disinvestment by any stretch of the imagination.
Nixon backs a plan approved in the New York State Assembly that would completely end the state's dependence on fossil fuels by 2050. She says she'd put more money into wind and solar energy, saying the renewable industry is begging for investment. Cuomo's plan, released a couple of years ago, would cut the use of fossil fuels for electricity in the state in half by 2030, but does not apply those same goals to other carbon emissions. Both Cuomo and Nixon want the state to uphold the Paris Climate Accord, even though President Trump pulled the U.S. from the agreement.
We love you and we'll play for any of your rallies.
Nixon wore a T-shirt that advocates closing a Hudson Valley power plant that runs on fracked gas. It's operated by the company Competitive Power Ventures. The company's senior vice president, Peter Galbraith Kelly, was a co-defendant in the bribery trial and conviction of Cuomo's former closest aide, Joe Prococo. Prococo was convicted of soliciting bribes to help get the plant built. Nixon was not the only candidate for governor at the rally. Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins was also there. Hawkins began his efforts to change energy policies at protests against the Seabrook nuclear power plant in New Hampshire in 1977. Hawkins and the Green Party want to end reliance on fossil fuels 20 years earlier than Nixon does, by 2030.
And that's what the science says we need to avert catastrophic climate change. That's what we need to do in industrial states like New York.
The protesters marched to the Capitol, where Cuomo was in his office. He did not address the rally, but his campaign issued a statement saying in part that the governor has led the nation in combating climate change, including closing down the Indian Point nuclear power plant and implementing the first multi-state cap-and-trade system to lower carbon pollution. Campaign spokeswoman Abby Fashauer says, "We welcome anyone to this critical effort." As a sit-in was held outside his offices, the governor proposed a bill banning the use of plastic bags in grocery stores beginning in 2019. In 2017, Cuomo signed a bill that prohibited New York City from banning the bags. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Meanwhile, Hawkins and 54 others were arrested during that sit-in. Afterward, Hawkins called for 100% clean energy and a more robust carbon tax.